When I first started my podcast, I contacted every dream guest I could find. And after a few days of doing this, I didn't expect many responses or any yeses or any replies. And then I checked my email inbox and I couldn't believe it. Two of my dream guests, SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, who helped start SpaceX, and National Geographic explorer, filmmaker, adventurer Bertie Gregory, as well as many other of my dream guests, including Tyler Cohen, etc., responded to my email saying they would want to come onto my show. And I'd only just started the show a few weeks before. I had only 100 subscribers, and there was replies in my mailbox saying yes to come onto my show. Fast forward a few months, and because of these episodes, I'm now Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster. I've got over 60,000 monthly listeners on my main podcast channel. This is my second channel where I give you podcast tips. And I've secured even more of my dream guests and got over 50 episodes recorded and counting right now as we're recording this. And today I'm going to show you why getting big guests on your show is the most important thing you need to do to grow your podcast. And I'm going to show you the methods I use to actually secure my dream guests today. So let's get right into it. So the first method you should do is reverse engineer podcast guests from your favorite shows, from your competitors. So what you need to do is find your favorite shows or the most popular shows, and then go onto the YouTube and go into the most popular section of their YouTube channels and find the most popular episodes and look at the titles, look who the guests are. And if they align with your show or what you'd like to talk about, write their names down in your Apple Notes, in a Google Sheet, in an Excel spreadsheet, and just bank them there. And just trawl the internet, mine the internet, and find your favorite podcast or just really popular podcasts that are guest-based, and search up their most popular videos onto YouTube, and then just write the names down that you would want on your show. Also, don't just do the most popular, also do just the most recent, because obviously they might have done a really popular podcast from 10 years ago, but that guest may not want to go on the show now, they may not be popular now. So it's always best to have a bit of recency bias and check their posts from the last 6 months to a year. And if any guests catch your eye and if any episodes are super popular, then you'd go on to your Google Sheet and your Excel spreadsheet and write that guest's name down. Why is this a good method? Why is this important? Why do I do this? And why do you think you should do this? Well, because if they've already been on a show before, they're going to be more likely to be comfortable in front of camera, comfortable talking about themselves, comfortable answering questions, and comfortable being on a podcast. And they likely have something to promote, because a lot of the time people come onto podcasts to promote a new book, their own podcast, things like that. So a lot of the time you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You could just go onto your favorite podcasts and find the most popular episodes and then just try and get the guests from their show onto yours. And there's been so many instances where I've had guests that have been on Joe Rogan before, been on Modern Wisdom before, been on Lex Friedman's podcast before. These are all my favorite podcasts that I look up to. And a lot of the time, these guests are more than happy to come onto my show. Even when I was starting out, even when I had 100 subscribers and I wasn't Europe's fastest undergrowing 21 podcaster, even when I was doing it from scratch. By the way, if you want to know the exact blueprint I've used to go from zero idea of how to start a podcast, zero subscribers, to a professional podcaster, then top link in the description for that. But yeah, just try and find some cool guests from your favorite shows. They're going to be likely to come on, and they're also going to be likely to be a good, high quality guest, because if the episode is popular, it means that they perform well on podcasts and the audience like their insights, they like their stories, the way they speak. They're clearly good at podcasting. So instead of having to reinvent the wheel and thinking from scratch, who do I get onto the show? Just copy your competitors and obviously have a unique conversation with that guest. And don't worry about thinking that the conversation you have with that guest, they do say yes to come onto your show, will be the exact same as one of the episodes on your favorite podcast that you got the guest from. You're unique. The guest is unique. You have different insights and questions to ask them. There is zero chance it's going to be a word for word interview as your competitor. It's just the way podcasting works. You can have all three podcasters can have the same guest on their show and the conversation will be completely different every single time because everybody's style is different. The way they ask questions, the way they listen, the way they talk, the way they prepare, it's all different. So do not worry about getting guests who have been on other podcasts onto your show, especially when you're starting out, because if you get one of your dream guests on your show who's been on these other big shows, it's going to increase the credibility of your show. And you can use that as social proof in your future email invitations to guests that you want to get on your show, which I talk about in my course, Top Link Description, and I have in all my AI templates that are part of my course as well. So the next one is mine industry events on YouTube. So this could be TED Talks or TEDx Talks or TED-Ed Talks, or it could be South by Southwest conferences or Google panels. Because why is this effective, right? Because a lot of experts and a lot of people who are comfortable talking and being on camera related to your niche will go on these talks, go on these panels, go on to these events, and that will be posted on the internet. And you kind of basically do the same thing as you did when you were mining your favorite podcasts guest list. You go onto, for example, TED Talks or TEDx and press the most popular videos that they've made and just write down the guest names from those popular videos that you find interesting and want to talk to and also their most recent ones. I'm just using TEDx as an example. You can do any kind of Google event or conference or panel, whatever is related to your niche and whatever you genuinely want to get guests on and you think guests will be able to, you'll get where you'll be, basically go to any panels where you think guests will likely be and talk at. And you don't have to go to them in person. You can just go to them on YouTube. This is super effective and it's helped me get guests like Robin Hanson, who has been on Modern Wisdom, and I think Joe Rogan, maybe not. He's definitely been on Lex Friedman's podcast as well, but he also has been on TED Talks and I found him through doing this method. So it clearly does work. And once you've collected this list of guest names from your favorite podcast, from your from popular conferences and panels and talks like TED Talk and South by Southwest on YouTube, you would then, after writing down their names in the Excel spreadsheet or whatever, wherever you're doing it, you would then trawl the internet and find their emails. You wouldn't get them on social media, especially when you're starting out, unless you have a few thousand followers, 10,000 followers or more, hundreds of thousands or millions. I would not send them a message on social media via Instagram DM or Snapchat or something. I don't know, wherever you message people on social media, it's less professional. And when you're just starting out your show, they're going to be turned off if they see that you only have 10 followers or zero followers. And most people don't check their DM inbox regularly. Whereas on email, you don't have your low follower count attached to anything and you go straight into their inbox and people check their emails very regularly because that's where they do business. So find their emails. You can just search up their name, for example, Robin Hanson contact or email on Google, and it should come up with his email address automatically for you. Or you could use AI to do this, but I've not actually had too much success with AI. It likes to withhold that kind of information, even though it's publicly available. So I would probably do it manually. And this can take a long time, but is the most effective way to find guests is to find their email and then send them an email. If you want to know exactly how to email or you want to use the exact template that I use to email guests, which has allowed me to get 10 to 20% conversion rate, which is super high, then top link in the description for my course. And I've also made other videos on this channel that relate to contacting guests and reaching out to guests via email recently. So check that out after this video. So you've done that. What other ways can you contact guests or find guests to come onto your show? Because we're not going to talk about contacting guests necessarily. Like I said, I've done previous stuff on that. How do we find guests? Well, there's a new method that I've been using and I found it quite effective so far. It's AI powered and it's this software called Podmatch, which I'm not sponsored by. I've just started trying it out. It's $6 a month And it's kind of like social media or like a dating app, but for matching a podcast host and a podcast guest. It sounds really weird, but it's actually really good. So you'll create your podcast profile, link your social media, say what your podcast is about, and then you'll put your preferences on there, say what kind of guest you want to get. And then every 4 hours, it will give you three potential guests that match with your show. So it's literally like Tinder, but for podcasting, which is quite interesting, but actually quite effective. I've only just got it, but my email inbox has been flooded with people trying to message me wanting to come onto my podcast. Not all of them are good. There's obviously going to be some people that won't align with your show, quite a lot of people that won't align with your show, but you can find some hidden gems through this message. If you want to get super big guests, I doubt they're going to be on Podmatch, but if you want to get these really interesting people with super interesting stories, like I found recently on this software, then this is the exact method to do that. I found some really cool best-selling authors with these crazy stories about their life and personal life that would love to talk on a podcast about it. So especially when you're starting out, if you can't get your dream guest on right now, the emails aren't working, Podmatch is your next best bet. And there are actually some quite big people on there, like actually best-selling authors, stuff like that. But I would recommend focusing mostly on mining the internet and mining the conferences, the panels, and your favorite podcasts, and seeing what guests have gone on there and performed well, and try and get them onto your show before doing the Podmatch method. So it's only $6 a month as well, so there's not really any excuse not to use Podmatch. And then obviously the email stuff is completely free. So it's really cost effective and very good for getting your dream guest. It's how I've done it. It's how I've got over 50 episodes recorded and counting, and got some amazing guests come on the show. Best-selling authors, CEOs, YouTubers with millions of subscribers. It's the exact method I've used. And if you want even more in-depth tutorials and guides and the step-by-step process of exactly how I've gone from zero followers to Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster, then my promo podcast blueprint is exactly for you. Literally no other podcaster that I'm aware of that I look up to has shared all their secrets and given away everything in one space. And it's exactly what I needed when I started my own podcast. So you're very, very lucky if you're watching this. The first 25 members are free, not free, sorry. The first 25 members are half price. So you're early right now. We've already got one student who's joined, which is absolutely awesome. And we're going to hop on a live weekly, one of our live weekly calls next week, every Monday, to give, so I can give you guys, the students, personalized feedback, one-to-one feedback of what you exactly need to do to improve your podcast, the exact step, next step you need to take. And obviously the more it grows, the bigger the community is going to get, the more you guys can be accountable for each other, which is really effective in pursuing your goals, having an accountability buddy. This is the exact place to find it if you want to meet podcasters, fellow podcasters who can support you on your journey as well. I've also got the advanced course, which unlocks every, after 30 days of doing the starter course, which has some bonus modules on how to speak confidently in front of camera, how to deal with hate, and much, much more. If you're interested, top link in the description. You literally won't regret it. You're going to be a part of a tribe of outliers, because most people who want to start podcasts don't even do episode one. And out of the people that do one episode, only 1% of those do episode 20. So if you want to get past episode 20 and become a pro podcaster like me, and you want personalized one-to-one feedback, as well as many other things that I've already stated, top link in the description, and I'll see you there. Goodbye.